The lives of LGBTQ Americans are more visible than they've ever been before. In the past decade, the number of television shows and movies that feature gay, lesbian, and transgender characters has exploded. Celebrities and public figures are more open about their sexual orientations. Earlier in the program, we talked about the U.S. Supreme Court case that could make gay marriage legal in all 50 states. Many say the increasing acceptance of the LGBTQ community in the public eye has made it easier for younger generations to come out to family and friends. But for kids growing up in smaller, often more conservative towns, deciding to be honest about their sexual orientations can be a tough decision. The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network says youth in rural and small town schools often face more bullying and have fewer resources available than their urban and suburban peers. That's the subject of a new documentary from students in the MSU College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Gay from Gaylord looks at what it's like to grow up gay in small town Michigan through the story of Chris Ryan, now a junior at Michigan State. Chris joins us now to talk about his life growing up in Gaylord and his experience producing a documentary about his own life. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Starting out, talk to us about growing up in Gaylord, Michigan. It's a community I know a little bit about. A lot of our listeners have probably passed through Gaylord one time or another. What was it like for you?
Yeah, it's right on I-75 up north, just an hour south of the bridge, and it is a very, very Catholic, non-diverse town. So growing up as a minority, it was quite an interesting experience. I faced a lot of adversity, whether that be bullying or name-calling, all that, which led to a really rocky high school experience and adolescence, which then led to a difficult home life and a lot of issues with depression and all of that.
You describe these as the worst years of your life.
Yes, I talk about it in the film about these being the worst years of my life. And luckily,
What was the hardest part of that?
The hardest part of that was the fact that I couldn't elaborate to anyone. I had to keep all my feelings inside of me, because even though I didn't know what gay was really, because there was no knowledge of that culture up north, I knew that it was wrong. So I had to keep all of these feelings within myself.
When you were growing up there, was anybody in Gaylord openly gay?
No, I didn't meet my first gay person until my junior year of high school. So that was, just knowing I was that different is quite an experience.
And they were not from Gaylord? They were from some other place? Or
they were actually from Gaylord, and I ended up dating that person. So,
But it was a very well-kept secret.
Correct.
Is that the kind
yes.
of thing? Okay. When did you come out to your friends and family?
I came out to my friends and family the end of my senior year. I came out to them by going to prom with my then-boyfriend.
And what kind of reaction did you get?
It was a mixed ball. My friends and family are very supportive and continue to support me in everything that I do.
That must have been a huge relief, though. I mean, your family was more supportive, and your friends were more supportive than you would have anticipated.
I knew that I align myself with people that love me and I love them. But my family is a Catholic family, including myself. So it was a big sigh of relief to know that my family will still accept me for whatever I do.
Your relationship with your parents, would you say it got better, or did it get worse before it got better?
It most certainly got better right from the start. I had self-hatred that led to mutual aggression and destruction in the home life. But then as soon as I came out, I knew I could be myself and present myself in a new light, which led to a better bond between my family and myself.
Chris Ryan is our guest. Chris is a junior here at Michigan State University, and he's talking about his life growing up in Gaylord, and it's chronicled in the new movie produced by the Michigan State University College of Communication Arts and Sciences, Gay from Gaylord. It is about the challenges of growing up gay in a relatively smaller community. This is interesting. You started getting seriously involved in stand-up comedy when you got to Michigan State University. Tell us about what, What was it that made you want to do stand-up comedy?
Well, being so shy and so in my shell in high school, I kind of turned to the internet as an escape from reality. So I started producing little comedy videos online, which then led me, when I came to state and realized that I could have a voice and have a platform, I knew I really liked making people laugh. So I tried stand-up comedy at a local competition, and I ended up winning my first month here at college as a freshman. So since then, I kind of hit the ground running and just have been trying to get as many gigs as possible, traveling around the state and making people giggle and laugh.
Did that offer some kind of catharsis from everything that you had gone through?
Almost certainly. I think it
seemed
really
like it would
full
yeah.
circle, and it's been a great experience, which is kind of really what the film delves into.
How did your experiences growing up in Gaylord influence your comedy? Do you think they did influence your comedy?
Most certainly. I always say that comedy comes from pain. So the fact that I have gone through a lot of issues, it allows me to make a lot of material shedding light on those issues while still making people laugh.
Have you run into many other people in the LGBTQ community here on campus who had experiences similar to yours?
In regards to bullying and adversity, most certainly. It's kind of a thing that you go through growing up LGBTQ that unfortunately hasn't, it's changing with the new generation, but it's still a problem. So hopefully my movie sends a message of acceptance and being able to share your voice without consequence.
Do you view yourself as a trailblazer in Gaylord?
I don't know if
it sounds like maybe you could.
I would like to hope that I have inspired some of my friends or closeted individuals back home to find their voice. I don't necessarily view myself as a role model, but if I can help someone in some way, fantastic, and my job here is done.
How did you respond when this idea for the film first came up? Did you take a while to evaluate, hey, do I want this story on film, or did you just go for it immediately? Did you really like the idea?
At first, I was a little bit apprehensive because it's throwing my whole life, all of the most serious aspects of my life that sometimes I like to hide out there. But then again, I'm a stand-up comedian, so I like attention. So I knew that I wanted the story told.
What was it like to see some of your story on screen?
It's been really therapeutic and meta. It's so weird seeing me on the big screen talking about my most deep problems, but then I had to talk through them so many times where it's like kind of been a free therapy session, which has been really great.
Interesting. What's been the reaction from members of your hometown about the documentary? Any response there?
Yeah, I keep getting messages and letters from people back home saying, I really wish there was someone like you back when my brother was growing up and wasn't able to find a voice for himself. He waited until he was 40 years old to come out, that type of scenario. I keep getting messages from former teachers, family, friends, and it's been really great to see that the acceptance of myself and the film and my project has been so universally positive. And I'm really hoping that that continues because I'm so passionate about what we have done.
Popular attitudes seem to have changed really suddenly, relatively suddenly,
mm-hmm.
which do you feel like attitudes in Gaylord are changing as well then? It sounds like they are.
Yeah, I think it really comes with the new generation of people, as you can see in the Supreme Court right now and all of that. I think times are changing, and I have a positive attitude towards it. And I think it's just a matter of time with people like myself and other individuals who aren't afraid to stand up for what they believe in, spreading the message. And then I think acceptance will be further widespread.
Who do you hope to reach most with the documentary? And I'm curious if it's younger people or if it's older people.
I think it could reach both, but I think more importantly, it's younger people, adolescents, because I wish when I was 13 and 14, going through all my issues of depression and suicidal actions, that I had someone to look up to say, that can be me in a couple years. I just have to keep going and it does get better and you get better. So I think that that's very important.
Chris Ryan is the subject of a new documentary from students in the MSU College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Gay from Gaylord looks at what it's like to grow up gay in small town Michigan through Chris's story. He is now a junior at Michigan State University. Good luck, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Good to meet you. Thank you.